Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we're featuring the top five Motown remakes by non-Motown artists. We'll start off with Vanilla Fudge, Johnny Rivers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, The Carpenters, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and then we'll go back to Motown artists with Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, and Martha the Vandellas. Well, first up, the Vanilla Fudge with the Keep Me Hanging On, right here on Motown Memories.
Number five.
Plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Number four. Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
When you see this smile, you know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Spend my life.
The third most popular Motown remake by a non-Motown artist, that was You Made Me So Very Happy by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, that reached number 2 in the US Billboard charts from 1969. The original was from Brenda Holloway, and she also co-wrote the song. Her version only made it up to number 39 in the US Billboard charts from 1967. Before that, Johnny Rivers with Baby I Need Your Loving, reaching number 3 in the US Billboard charts from 1967. The Motown version was by the Four Tops, and that reached number 11 from 1964. And we start with the Vanilla Fudge, Keep Me Hanging On, number 6 from 1968. The Supremes had a number 1 hit from that song in 1966. And Kim Wilde also recorded and released that song, reaching number 1 from 1987. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring the top 10 Motown remakes by non-Motown artists. Well, so far, we've heard the 8 of the top 10 Motown remakes. Well, coming in at number 2, here are the Carpenters with Please Mr. Postman, right here on Motown Memories.
Number 2!
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
With Tom Fallon.
Number 1!
And I'm just about to
The number one remake from a non-Motown artist, that was I Heard Through the Grapevine, that was Clearance Clearwater Revival, that did not chart, but was recorded and released in 1968. That song made it to number two from 1967 by Glasnost and the Pips, and 1 year later, Marvin Gaye had his biggest hit, number one from 1968. And we started with the number two tune, Please Mr. Postman by the Carpenters. It reached number one in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1975. And the Marvelettes had a smash hit. It was the Motown label's first number one tune in the U.S. Billboard charts, reaching number one from 1961. Well, there you have it. We've featured the top 10 Motown remakes. But let's continue on with a great Motown song by a Motown artist. Here is Stevie Wonder. You made your match right here on Motown.
Hey!
Give me for the wrong I've done, but I
of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
Motown memory from Moth of the Mandelas, Nowhere to Run, that reached number 8 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965, and we had a twin spin with Martha, Wild One, that reached number 34 from 1964, before that the Temptations, reaching number 26 from 1968, Please Return Your Love to Me, and we started with Stevie Wonder, You Met Your Match, number 35 from 1968. Well, this hour, we featured the top 10 Motown remakes by non-Motown artists. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.